Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so.
Okay. No, fellow Explicians, welcome back to Explicit Podcast. Oh, my alarm.
My dad got a smoker.
Let's try that again.
What a moment.
Fellow Explicians, welcome back to the Explicit Podcast. It's your host, Jake the Kid, back with my co-host, as always, Mark Cobb 55 and Deodorant. Five Numbers isn't here, and neither is Brenton's guest. It's pretty cring, bro. It's pretty cring.
Cring.
I don't put the E on cringe once, and this is my life. So, like, my dad got a smoker, and, like, last month we smoked a turkey, but we put Creole on it.
Yeah.
And that shit was so fucking good. Like, the Creole went all the way to the bone.
Let me think.
It was so fucking good. So good.
No, this one, I think I should put this one up next week, huh? Like, skip the week break and just put this one up next week since it's, like, Thanksgiving.
Next week's Thanksgiving?
No, put up this. Should I upload this episode on Thanksgiving week? Like, fuck the skip and just upload it Thanksgiving
week. Are we skipping the week after next week?
So, I'm uploading the last episode we did this week.
Uh-huh.
And then the episode we do this week is supposed to be not the next week, but 2 weeks.
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah, should I just put it for Thanksgiving? I should just put it for Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I hope you're enjoying your gobble gobble turkeys in your mouth.
It's November 18th.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's November 18th.
Yeah, so.
But he's uploading it on Thanksgiving. I'll upload it on Thanksgiving. Just gives him perspective about what we do.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I hope you're enjoying all that meat in your mouth.
Not mine.
It's great. It's great.
It's always good to have meat in your mouth.
Facts.
Big fact.
You get that from me?
Yeah.
Fact.
Big fact, dude. Anyway, are you guys excited for Thanksgiving, dude?
Yeah, obviously.
I know I'm excited.
I'm having Thanksgiving after Thanksgiving. One at my house and one at my grandparents. So you know.
That's the shit.
Exactly.
It's like two birthdays.
Shut up. A birthday is like a full meal for me. I don't care. Like, I don't care if I get presents or not. Like, if you give me a whole meal, I'm happy.
Dude,
take notes, ladies.
Bro, my favorite thing about Thanksgiving is like the next 3 days of leftovers.
I hate the leftovers.
I love the leftovers when it's actually good food.
Right? That's why I said first 3 days, because after that, everything good is gone, and it's just what my mom.
When you're
wants.
In a Being your family, it's all good, bro. It's good
tamales
first day.
And rice and tortillas.
Oh my god! Today we spent so much time just making like 100 of them.
Marco's
like
family's
200.
White.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because you're white.
No, I mean I don't speak Spanish.
You act white.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. We were driving. You were just speeding, dude. That's white.
Yeah, I don't.
Boy
I
action,
don't. I'm
right
not sure
there.
How I feel about that.
Huh?
I'm not sure about feeling like going to movies with you guys if this fucker's driving. I want to die on my own terms.
I have it on camera, and we were going to make a vlog when Marco started playing music. I was like, you know what? And then I told Marco, I was like, bro, why are you playing music? And that just ruined the whole bro day.
You didn't tell me till like after.
So we just made it a bro day, no recording. Maybe we'll upload the clip, but Marco's just speeding down an alley, bro. And all you see is the camera just, like, I'm holding it, trying to hold it as still as I can, and my hand is just fucking flying all over the place. Marco would look at me, and I would just look at him and be like, Marco, I want you to go. And he would just slam the fucking accelerator.
He said, I just want you to go. I was just like,
dude,
okay.
There was one, as like, right after we got out of the mall, we get in the car, and Marco's just looking back. Like, he turns all the way around and just looking at me and starts driving fast. And then he turns back around and slows down. And Isaac's just mad, like, dude. Look at the road when you drive. And I was like, Marco, I want you to turn around and I want you to fucking go. And he takes off, and dude, Isaac immediately starts screaming. I thought he was gonna jump out the fucking window. He was so scared.
That's why I don't want to go.
Oh my god, remember
that what was it, fall break, when you guys were talking about going to the movies but we never went?
Yeah.
Like, I could have gone, and then my dad was like, are you gonna be like,
who wasn't that didn't go?
Isaac. And then you're like, no, I don't want to go anymore.
No, because Isaac was trying to invite
you. You didn't go.
Me.
We were all like,
I didn't go.
Bill
I didn't go. It was me. Because I didn't
go.
No. I think.
Isaac said he was going to invite you know who.
Yeah.
And then, like, me and Mark were like, but it's the boys' weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And then
that's
Bill
right.
Then Bill was like, I'm not trying to third wheel, bro. I'm not gonna go anymore. So then, like, it just killed
me. In the first place.
Dude, no, because he texts me. He's like, hey, it's just gonna be the boys, right? Because if that's the case, I'll get some money. And I was like, yeah. And then he sees the group chat and he texts me. He's like, I don't think I want to go anymore. So, like, it just killed the vibe, dude. It was supposed to be a boys' weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Isaac's like, can we go on Tuesday? I was like, I can't go on Tuesday. No one can go on Tuesday except for Marco. Marco said he could go on Tuesday.
I can go any day, bro.
But everyone else was like, dude, we have to go on Saturday or we can't go.
Damn it.
Now we have to set up another boys' weekend.
Frickity, dude. Frickity, frick.
Fricky dicky.
Fricky dicky.
Bro. Dude, so I watched Super or Bad Boys again. My dad got off of Redbox, and it was just as funny as it was in the theaters. Laughing so much.
I have the movie, actually.
At the ending, when the girl's like, you know that swings for sex, right? People do sex on there.
Oh, yeah.
It says sex swing. That girl is
so funny. Funny. Especially in the beginning, she's come up, I know what cocaine is, and they just all start screaming. Fucking demon child. Anyways, back to Thanksgiving. Is anyone thankful for anything?
My ass, nigga.
I don't really like celebrating Thanksgiving, but it won't stop me from eating the food. But, you know, I don't celebrate it because of the past comes with it.
Oh, you don't celebrate it because of the past.
Yeah.
The black man.
I'm part native, dude.
Uh-huh. You mean Cherokee? Huh? That's what every white person says.
No, I'm Incan.
That's different. No, because every white person I come across, like, I'm part native.
They
I'm
swear,
Cherokee.
Yeah,
I'm like,
bro.
Really? Yeah, yeah, I'm 132 Cherokee.
Shut
I'm
like, the fuck
132?
Up.
132? No, that's real. I'm Incan from my father's side.
I'm Mexican. No, everyone thinks I'm Mexican.
What's funny is that my grandpa was from Peru and my grandma was from Mexico.
And then they went.
I don't know about that.
And then they're like.
And then my dad came out like, wah.
And your dad's like, blah, 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 blah. And then Jake was all, hey,
African drum beat in the background. So where's your guess? It's pretty cring, bro.
It's 8:10, I told you.
It's pretty cring, dude.
No, but you know what? I'd be able to go. But I'm not.
I saw that.
I'm not hopping in the whip with Marco.
That's so, what?
I'm not going to get in the whip with you.
It's not even that bad, man.
Listen, I'm dying.
Wait, whose interest. Video is that? That's from Soup's video.
I don't know. I'm just on.
I was watching that person's video who did that. That's
wait,
Soup.
Really?
I think that's Soup.
You ever just wake up in the middle of the night after, like, listening to music, and now you're listening to some YouTuber called Mr. Nightmare reading off, like, creepypasta?
Dude, yeah. I watch him anyways.
I watch him. See, like, I used to watch him, but like, I woke up and I just hear him talking, I'm like, what is this?
This is what I
then
do.
There was blood. I'm like, oh.
I like that. Subscribe.
Yeah.
I just sat there. I was, like, listening to the rest of the night. And then, like, every now and then you hear, like, a screech, and you're like, listen, I want to die, but I'm dying on my own terms. So you just waltz your way inside.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't experience
about.
That? You don't ever go outside and someone's like fucking screeching?
No.
Like,
where do you live?
Not important. Near the base.
I live by a forest.
Dude, there's gunshots, but I'm used to that.
Oh, you're in the ghetto. You're
there's
in
a firing 30, range. No, there's a firing range next
that's
to a park.
That's not even ghetto.
No, I meant close. You where do you live? Close to me, right? My old house?
I live next to that old Miller Surplus. The one that closed down Craycroft.
The old what?
Miller Surplus, that military
that?
Store.
Shut up.
Well, anyway, no, because I live next to a fire range, so I'm used to the gunshots.
Oh.
But every 4th of July, some fuckers all, they hear, quit doing that! And you're sitting there like,
yeah. This is my life.
But I'm dying on my own terms. That's very
problem. It's not even that bad, bruh.
Listen.
Jacob only told me to
no,
go.
Because I...
So I goed.
My friend from J-Ted, he
what?
Has...
What? I said Jacob only told me to go, so I goed.
My friend from
goed?
J-Ted,
go. Go.
He has a...
I don't even know what you're talking about at this point.
In the car?
Oh.
He has a truck and the speedometer doesn't work. It's stuck at 20. So he guesses the speed limit. And then, like, one Saturday, I was driving and I see him. So I try, like, catching up right next to him. And I started going like fucking 65. I'm like, this fucker. So I started slowing down, and then the light turned on. Like,
Oh my god.
Yeah, so I caught up to him and I'm like, what the fuck are you going 65 for in a 45? He's like, really? I just guess. Okay. But he never gets caught because he has that fucking tracker.
Yeah, that's not me.
He just goes.
Just yeah, he does it too.
Want to know what he did? This is how I knew he was going to take off.
At the red light?
No, this is how I knew he was going to take off. I was like, Marco, I want you to fucking go, dude. And we were on the main road, so I thought he was going to, like, take off. But there was a few cars in front of us, so I'm like, oh, he's going to eventually slow down. No, this fucker goes into one of the little streets, turns, goes behind the stores in the alley, like, turns, like, right, stops. And he's like, he just turns around. He's like, ready to go. And then, boom, I was like, holy shit. Right. I was having fun, but Isaac started panicking, dude, because Isaac was in the front and he was like shitting bricks, dude. And like, because, dude, there was a few, there's like, people had their trash cans back there because, you know,
that's that's trash cans, I'd be fine with that. I'd be like, all right.
That's where the garbage truck goes. So everyone has their trash cans out because, you know,
with that trash, the it's trash day. The GameStop?
Yeah, it's trash day. So everyone has their trash cans out, which makes it even like, which
tighter,
made it really tight because they have the telephone poles and then they have the fucking, the trash cans. So he's going and there is one trash can that was a little bit farther out. So Marco swerves to the left, swerves to the right, swerves to the left again, and then just fucking punches it all the way down. And to make matters even worse, the road, it's not straight back
I know
there.
That one road
it's
between
fucking,
the vehicle, it
it's
like
fucking
bumps
bumpy.
Up and bumps back up.
And then so we get right to pull into the Park Place. This is how fast this motherfucker hit the gas. He hit it so hard that while we were trying to turn, all you hear is, skrrr!
No, he go. It wasn't even that bad. It was like, skrrr.
No,
that's it.
No.
That's it.
No, you heard the fucking the rubber burning. This motherfucker went, skrrr! Takes off, and he's turning. He's not going straight. There's no reason to do that. He turns, hits the speed bump. Luckily, I had my seatbelt on because my ass was going to hit the fucking ceiling. I bounce. He hits it. I was like, oh, shit. And then Marco slows down. After the fucking speed bump. I have it all on camera.
You know
too.
Shit gets serious when I put two hands on the steering wheel.
You drive with one hand?
Yeah.
I drive with two hands because I'm sitting there. Like, I always think, like, I could fucking kill everyone in this street right now. And I'll see the car next to me. And I'll be like, what if I forgot how to drive once? I'm like, oh, fuck. And I just, like, so I'm like sitting there. And I also don't want to drive with one wheel because what if some fucker's thinking the same thing? Like, I could kill
don't
everyone.
Don't you always
right now,
drive with one
right.
wheel?
Huh?
Don't you always drive with one wheel, though?
Sorry, what?
No, I mean one hand. You know, because like, if I drive with one hand on the wheel.
You said because I always drive with one wheel.
If I drive with one hand on the wheel, I always think, like, some fucker is probably thinking the same thing as me. And I look to my left, and I'm probably imagining this guy's like, I could kill everyone right now.
Martin,
and then looks at me, and I'm like.
See, if we go, I'm going with Brenton because if we go in separate cars, Marco's going to pull up next to you and be like, roll down his
Yo,
window.
He has.
He's going to roll down his window and be like, want to race? He's going to say it like that.
I have.
He's going to say it like that. He's going to be like, want to race?
I had my mom's car and I was driving out and then he was following me.
I wasn't following you. I went the same way.
No, you don't go that way.
Yeah, I do.
No, because
I went to my grandma's not to pick up my little brother.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, well, I was going down the street and then I was in the turn lane and then he went behind me. I'm like, what the fuck? So I turned around. He's sitting there all. So we kept flipping each other off. We go, and I roll down the window. I tell him to get up here. He comes. I'm like, why are you fucking following? He's like, I don't know. And he just sped off. So I'm like, okay. And then I was going to turn that way, and then some fucker went, boom. I'm like, oh, okay. Because that lane, right here, you know where the bus is? That's a horrible way.
Yeah,
it gets
is.
Packed
immediate.
Up right there. And
yeah,
because
there's always like people dropping off. So I like went ahead, and I just.
Yeah.
That's you got to do.
I don't like doing that because I know someone's going to like either be too slow or too fast so I can't get into the lane I need to.
Yeah, well, you can do that and then you can go... Wait, do you go left or right?
I go down... what is it?
Fifth.
I go down Craycroft.
Oh, you don't... Oh, okay.
I'll go down Fifth.
That's easy.
And I'll turn on Craycroft, go straight down there, go down 22nd.
Well, even up there, there's not that much traffic, so you can
just... Oh, there's traffic when I get there. Oh, well... Because down there, by you know where the Quick Trip is on 22nd?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that fucking hill there. Oh, everyone always speeds up, and then they'll slow down at the last minute. It's so fucking annoying. I'm like, I'm going to start slowing down now. And then someone is like... And then, like, the fucking car will lean forward.
Is it just me, or did the screech echo? It sounded like it echoed. It sounded nice.
Wow, why did yours echo, not mine?
Where's your... Dude, this is pretty crazy. Where's she at? Where's she at, bro?
I don't even have a manual, but I still use the thing.
At that point, it's like your car's telling you like to fucking stop.
Just fucking stops.
It's like your car. It's like when
it just pauses.
If your car sounds like that, you know you need to stop, because that's what you sound like when your parent beats the shit out of you. That's like near death right there.
That's your tire squealing on the red light.
This fucker trying to turn.
Nah, man.
My friend, he
See, the thing is, my car only has like.
What's funny is that afterwards we all had some. Well, me and Marco had energy because of those ice creams we got from what's it called? I already forgot.
Round one.
We went to round one. We didn't have money to play, but Marco's like, "Have you been yet?" And I was like, "No," but I wanted to see it.
Yeah,
is that what it's called?
Yeah. I was like, "So if you don't know what round one is, it's a place that it's a."
Arcade. It's two up. Story arcade bowl.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's fun.
It's an arcade place with a bowling thing in it that they opened up at Park Place Mall. It's real cool, but from what Marcos told me, it's hella expensive. So we didn't come.
I would assume so.
Yeah, it is.
We didn't come.
Fucking mall. Everything is expensive.
Honestly,
there.
I told Marco they would make way more money if they did how old arcades used to and just like made it where you could just put quarters in.
Oh yeah.
You would make
so much more money.
Way more money because like you're bringing back the old school feel, so older people are gonna come. But it's an arcade. Like this is the generation of video games, so younger kids are going to go. The bowling prices they have are pretty good. I'm not going to lie. They have some pretty good bowling. You could play for 2 hours for like $15.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, it's not bad. It's pretty good. That's not bad. We got to go bowling.
There?
I've been... Yes.
Go bowling, yeah. Okay.
Because we could just go after school one day and it would be perfect.
It won't be as packed because we went on Saturday.
Like I was saying...
Oh, my God. There's so many people.
Like I was saying, we just went because I haven't seen it. And I've always wanted to go to a place like that. Sadly, they're all closed down or... era, but you know, I've always wanted to go to a place like
there's
that.
Computer arcades though. literally have fucking CSGO on it, that's all.
So we go and it was nice. The music was dope, the lights were cool, the games were dope. They had pool. I was like, Marco, I'll whoop you at pool. This is his response. I don't know, bro. I have a pool table at my house. We don't need to pay. I can just pick you guys up and we'll go to my house and we'll play.
Free.
And I was like, I don't think I want to play against you anymore. I think you'll kick my ass.
So, like, people won't, because my aunt's sister. Okay. So my aunt's sister.
Yeah.
She lives in this, like, on the north side, northwest side. You know, those houses are fucking big. She had a pool, and then the house itself was pretty large. And so there's a side area that had a pool table in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember fucking playing it. And then my uncle got mad because they beat him. But they made Eagles and shit. They're Asian.
You see, I don't want to play against Marco because last time someone hit me with that line, I played against him. This motherfucker put the pole behind his back, bounced it, and then split.
I hate those fuckers.
I do that too.
Split four balls and two of them went into the hole. I was like, oh, fuck you. I don't want to play no more. And I'm over here.
Just like Josh.
Because it was my first time playing and I'm like, I'm fucking struggling just to hit the ball fast enough to hit something else. This motherfucker's over here.
There's a different way of hitting it. You know?
There was one point where he hit it like he was fucking jousting with one hand. He's like, boom. And he hits it in. I'm like, dude, I don't want to play against you no more. You fucking cheating cunt.
I remember I used to go to the Boys and Girls Club on 29th.
Oh, not that one.
That one's pretty ass.
Yeah.
Okay, so they had bumper pool there, right? And there's these bitches, these annoying fucking cunts. They're girls, right? And they're like, oh, girls get to go first. So she picks up the fucking ball, puts it right in front of the goal, and hits it in. So I'm like, it's not on the rules. She's like, girls can do that. I'm like, just some transgender then. So I put it on that side. She threw a fucking fit. And then the guy comes out. He's like, well, if he's trans, then he can do it. Like, the girl was so upset. And she's like, fuck this. And then she got in trouble. They have pool there. And so that the last time I played pool was when I was like 11.
Brenton's threat was just, don't make me whip out my titties on you.
Don't make, yeah, don't, I got my titties and my cock ready. You know? Like, I can fucking brawl and shit.
Anyways,
I haven't played since like a while. I don't play like every every day.
I haven't
played. It's like every once in a while.
I haven't played in 3 years. I wouldn't know.
I can teach you more ways of
shitting. I think it's four, because I don't think I've played since like 7th grade.
Oh, well, I can teach you more ways to like hit it. It's like, there's different ways. Like, there's this. There's this.
Let me go grab the guest. I used to hit it like what was it, like this? And I used to hit it like this. I had two different ways.
I had like four.
You told me to hit it like this or some shit. I don't know.
I used to hit it like, I used to like make a hole with my finger and use it like that. Yeah. And I used to hit it like that.
Except too. The thing is, I had, my stick is like it's not wood.
Tell me about your dick.
Yeah, okay. So I have to use gloves.
Anyways, well, once again, guys, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you're enjoying the episode so far. If you are, sorry, selfish plug. If you are,
drop a like.
Hit that like button. Smash it. Leave a comment. Share it with your friends. And maybe think about subscribing. It really helps us out.
And
don't forget to hit that bell so you can get a notification every time we post. It's YouTube law. We have to do it.
Okay.
No, but seriously, guys, if you do enjoy us, you know, really do share us around with your friends, and you know, think about subscribing if this isn't your first time listening. We do enjoy doing this a lot for you guys, so it would be nice if, you know, show some support and love. Anyways, back to the episode. Marco, what are you thankful for this year? I know it's not the end of the year, but what have you been thankful for?
Honestly, dude, pretty much everything.
Yeah?
Yeah, everything. Like,
go more into detail, please.
Okay. How do I keep saying it like that?
I have a car. I can go in my car.
My parents. I mean, yeah, my parents, really nice. You know, love them to death. They do everything for me. So literally, I do everything for them. Like, they'll ask me, like, they'd be like, "Hey, can you do this for me?" I'm like, "Yep." I literally stop what I'm doing just to do that. That's how much I love them, dude.
Don't start crying, Marco. You're going to make me cry.
I'm going to cry,
bro. If you cry, I'm going to cry. And we'll cry together.
I won't cry. I'm a grown man. I don't cry.
Don't make me cry.
I won't cry.
I'm going to cry.
I promise, Jacob, I won't cry.
I'm trying to make fake tears come out.
You'd be a good actor for that. Luckily, I am.
So that's good, bro. That's good to hear.
You? Oh.
They're here.
Oh, no.
Oh, the guest is
here. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you gotta grab your chair.
And the guest, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi. This is really what you guys do?
This is really what we do.
Where's Isaac?
On his way.
We're hoping.
We'll probably get a chair for him, huh?
Thank you.
He knows the deal.
Maybe you do. Bye, Maria. Ow.
Anyways, how are you doing this morning?
I'm cold. I have cold oatmeal because that's who I am as a person.
Cold.
Yes.
Cold oatmeal. Yes. That's a first. Speak of the devil.
He's here.
The best podcast member, guys.
He's here. I know. I'm right here. Go put this over there.
Well, you don't want him sitting next to you? You don't want your babe sitting next to you?
We'll do some gay shots.
Not today.
You brought
your chair, idiot.
Hot dippity dog.
I know that guy. He was panicking.
Marco Speedy.
He was panicking.
My voice cracked.
He was panicking.
That guy was panicking in the front seat
panicking.
When we were going, dude.
Because you can't drive.
Okay, she came on announced. She said she's going to be quiet and not talk the whole time.
That's fine.
You have to get a gym unit. Fucking dumbass.
I wasn't. I'll put under the special guest Chrissy and Silent Girl. No one's gonna know who Silent Girl is.
Yeah.
With the thing. Isaac, so why were you panicking in the front seat, bro?
I felt I feel like it's different in the front seat than the back seat, bro.
I was in the front back seat, you don't die.
I was in the front
seat. You did the same thing.
Bro, you don't understand. As soon as we dropped you off, this motherfucker starts speeding down your street. And we
I wasn't even speeding, bro.
Yes, you
no, I wasn't.
Watch your jet. Watch your jet, bro.
Dude, the only reason... The only reason he slowed down...
so close to hitting the pole.
No!
And then he just...
Yeah, dude, because the fucking trash can that I was seeing, that motherfucker started swerving, and he goes fast.
And I was just waiting for, like, dude, a little hole tell to me when mess he, up the whole thing.
Bro, he tried to tell me that when he turned into Park Place, his tires didn't start screeching, bro.
They did.
They really? Did!
For a little bit, it wasn't, like, a long, it was like...
No, it wasn't. I have that camera, bro.
I couldn't see the cars, bro. I couldn't see the cars coming in, so it was either now or never.
Dude, you know, as soon as we dropped you off, he takes off. And the only reason he slowed down was like, there might be speed bumps. You might want to slow down.
No, dude. So oh, awkwardly. Over there? Oh, yeah.
That was like, so awkwardly, honest, unfortunately.
He has an awkward walk. I was watching you record, and he's all like...
Have you never seen
his house?
Wait,
he always walks like that. No. He walks like
it's
really.
It's because he's
wait, because I'm tall in length.
Like
walking a predator.
Have you seen chimpanzees walk? They have their arms like.
Have you posted
it? Me an
yeah,
you posted the video.
It's because he felt extra awkward because he's like, is this your house? He's like, no, this is my sister's house, and he hears me tell Mark, who's like, just wait until they open the door. I'm gonna give him a nice surprise. So he turns around and then he just starts walking all awkward.
This man went to the gate and the car gate was open right next to it, but he went to the gate and it was locked.
I didn't see that.
The whole carport, you didn't see that was open. The biggest thing there.
to make it better, like, he was trying to stand in front of the door so we couldn't see when they opened it, but the shades of the window were open, so we just see a black figure just walk to the door as soon as they open.
Let's say
just...
dark, not black. Let's say dark figure.
Well, Jacob's black, he can say it.
Okay.
Big fact.
Not the big fact. Was, in there.
Was your dad in there too?
No.
Yeah, it was funny too, because So this dude makes us switch seats in the middle of the street. We go to a red light. We're in the turning lane.
Chinese stoplight. But a Chinese fire drill, right? That's what it's called.
I have no idea. But we're just... So I told Isaac, I'm like, just jump through the middle and then I'll hop over. Cause like,
that's what I was going to do. But
and then Mark was like, no, get out of the car and switch.
No, that's a funny Chinese fire drill. Mom,
I couldn't. We were stopped. Like, yeah.
So we do it, and the car next to us, we think it's two girls and like their dad just sitting there.
It was
and
an
then
Uber.
They pull up. Yeah, they pull up next to us, and we look over. It's a Uber, and there's just a dude and a girl, like adults, just sitting there looking at us with the most disgusted faces like, ever. And like, to make matters even worse, I turn and look, and I have a fucking Krispy Kreme hat.
That was the best part.
Just pull your shirt, press your nipple against the window.
Did I see that picture?
I don't know them.
Go to the mirror.
So. That's the way to go.
That's not.
With the one that he posted?
No, this mm-hmm. one.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. Dude, send me. So for some reason, the whole time Marco kept going like this, and it kept getting me hyped up. So every time he did it, I'm just in the backseat doing it.
If I am able to go on Saturday, we should just go to the places that give out free hats. Krispy Kreme, In-N-Out.
You were there.
Burger King.
Except you were just screaming the whole time because we were going fast.
You can make the McDonald's.
Okay, but we gotta go and buy one thing from there.
They gotta give.
You should visit
hats.
Me at Chipotle. I'll give you something to make a hat. Those bowls make hats.
No, it has to be a hat.
You could just give me an empty bowl. I'll wear it as a hat.
Dude, does?
Just give me an empty bowl. I'll wear it as a hat.
I have Chipotle in my backpack.
I'll pick
right
up
now.
The Burger King crown. Oh, King Baby's coming back.
I was thinking about wearing the Krispy Kreme hat today, but it ripped. My sister's ripped it. I couldn't wear it.
Bruh.
I have hats. I bought some at Target for like $3.
I was going to put them on a cross and burn them.
I dropped him off, bro, and he's like, and he grabbed the hat, and he's like, dude, I'm taking this hat.
Yeah, I did. It looked nice.
He had another one. There was one
in the back.
It looked
too.
Nice, so I get out of the car. He rolls down the window. He's like, bye, Jacob, and I come back. I was like, I'm keeping the hat, and I just walked away. And, like, dude, we have a, before, like, after me and him switched, he just turns up the music because we were like, what the fuck, Marco? So he blasts some music and then we just all start dancing. I get a video, a quick glimpse of him in the back, and he's just going like, and he sees like the camera come over my shoulder, and he just stops at me. Just so embarrassed.
Do you have chronic seizures? I feel like you'd be a person that has chronic lights. Seizures.
Like, nothing was flashing lights.
Do you see it in him?
I don't know, man. Like it was there was a lot of lights, dude.
My sister has seizures, so I'm allowed to make seizure jokes. It's legal. But he looks like he has seizures.
Yeah, dude, my mom's gay. I can make gay jokes.
My grandma's had breast cancer. My sister said I can make breast cancer joke. Why you guys laugh?
My grandma's dead. I can make dead jokes.
No.
Oh.
My sister's a girl, so I can make jokes about women.
My mom's a girl. Isaac's a girl. You're I can make girl. Isaac jokes, huh?
Fuck you.
Sorry, babe.
Don't call me like that in public.
Burton and Isaac are gay, so they can make gay jokes.
That's not true.
Well, you're gay too, so.
How am I gay?
You're Jacob.
Thank you.
That's true, that's true.
I'd be spitting fags.
I just remember that time in the cafeteria when you were on like the floor and he grabbed your head and shoved it into his crotch.
Yeah, I was on the floor and he was sitting there trying to smack me and he goes,
dude,
and yes. It was so horrible. And then he like started crying. It was so sad. Yes. It was like a rape victim moment. It was horrible.
After they left with me and Bill out of the cafeteria, they did the same thing. They start running around each other, slapping each other's ass, right? And they
no, because I did it to him. I was like this, and he's like, oh. I'm like, I'm not even doing anymore. Why do you keep going? So,
we walk out, and they start slapping each other's ass because we're like walking towards the library. And it gets to a point where they start like, they grab each other's hands like it's a Dragon Ball Z fight, and they're just spinning each other. And he tries like to slap Brent's ass, and Brent just sits on the floor, so he just stands over him and starts doing it. And after he's done, Brent just lays on the floor, just giving up on life, just starts crying. He gets up, he's like, come on, bro.
Brent could literally get raped in the middle of the cafeteria, and nobody would blink. It's like, it happens every day. It's horrible. Like, the vice principal will look at them, and they don't give a shit.
I look good.
Wait, what the fuck? What was this?
It was two episodes ago.
Was that
you? Yeah. He was the one. You grabbed your head.
Yeah,
I got you. Oh!
Just oh, yeah. Yeah. Down.
Dude, don't lean back and fall.
I was gonna say.
This isn't 8th grade. It's not gonna happen.
Can you have a minion holder in 8th grade?
Shut up.
Don't look at me.
I think
you
I...
You were the one that could have told her.
You were there when he told me
Wait,
that.
What?
When?
The minion folder. You remember when we called him out in the second period? Because I remember, because I was walking with you at lunch, and he's like, yeah, Miss Valdez gave me a minion folder.
Because
and I was like, really?
That was the no best part!
There was only pink, yellow, and then the minions.
So you've got the minions!
Yes! It was his choice out of the minion folder, or
it was
it?
A pink or Disney, yellow folder, or a minion. Tinkerbell?
Wasn't it?
I didn't have Tinkerbell.
What was the other one?
I didn't have another one.
Was it pink, yellow, or minion? And Isaac said minion.
Yeah.
I remember he's like, I told, who did I tell? I told Herbie about it. He's like, he looked at Isaac. Isaac's like, I don't have a minion folder. So he grabbed his bag, started dumping it out. He's like, stop. He tried putting it all back in. And once he picked up the big pile, the minion folder fell out. That was the only thing that fell out. It was plastered with minions all over. And he just sat there looking at it. And he put it inside his bag and then zipped it up.
I thought it was one big minion.
No, it's down and Bob.
Oh, I'm so dizzy.
And it just said minions. And in the back, it had them again, but with a banana.
You still have it?
No.
Didn't you, like, in eighth grade, like, almost choke on gum or something and somebody was yelling at you?
Oh my god. In eighth grade. Didn't you, like, listen to the podcast? We said that. We had this story.
Yeah. No, I don't. I remember, like, they told me, like, the last day of school and I thought it was fucking hilarious.
He was air sucking dick and he was chewing gum at the same time.
And then, like, the teacher was just yelling at him. And
no,
no, wasn't even yelling at him.
He just stared at him and smiled. And he was sitting there, like,
this. She thought I was joking.
This is the last image after you got raped by Isaac. Isaac, bro.
Aww. You look defeated.
Dude, he has a predator walk. You walk like a child predator.
Yeah.
We should just go to the park on that Saturday.
I've seen a video another way.
I can't stop laughing, bro.
You're fucking busy.
Oh my god.
At the end of the video, I started crying.
Wait, what video? The car one. You want to hear the one of Isaac talking about his grandma and then say, don't put that in the vlog?
No. No, I was talking about handicapped people.
I think he says something like, fuck handicapped people, bro. And then he turns around like, don't put that
no,
in the vlog.
No, I would never. I just said they can't park for shit.
Because they can't use their legs. I get it. I mean, what are they going to do? Stand up and smack me?
What?
What are they going to do? Have a race? They'll lose.
Exactly.
A foot race? Easy.
What are we going to do? Three-legged race?
How are you supposed to race?
I get it.
These are videos.
But I mean, can't
which
you park
one
in handicapped
the car
spaces?
Ones?
Me?
Yeah, your brain.
Yeah.
My brain?
No, I'm calling you retarded.
The screech. Oh, that's too far.
You just want to blast with the music?
Yeah. I love trying to stop.
Listen, I don't know if you're here because of the music. You don't hear it.
Nah,
you can hear
sorry,
the
fucking
can't.
Engine revving.
Yeah, engine revving. That's
no, you
it.
Don't.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
You literally do. The engine is revving the entire time.
Oh, that's Yali.
Who's playing?
That was where I bounced.
Was it the asphalt street in between Yali's?
Yeah.
That was, dude.
It was
that
dirt.
Was steep
was
as fuck.
No, it was dirt.
You sure?
Yeah,
the whole alley, the alley right behind the Nico's?
It was street. It wasn't dirt.
There's a street right between there.
It was street.
Yeah, it was street.
That was
oh,
so
no,
steep.
No,
the curve
no,
right there
was
so steep.
So,
I went down it, and I was like, doof. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
because
that curb right there is so steep.
I didn't see it.
Even
like,
going
it
slow, you'll
steep.
Scrape.
Dude, so
if I was going slow, I'd scrape?
Yeah.
Dude,
guys,
so,
I'm so glad I wasn't going slow.
So context for my scream, dude. So, like, I'm already leaning over so I can get, like, a good camera. And I'm looking through the phone to make sure it's good. And that's when he swerves. So I fucking fly and then fly back. So I thought I was going
to
die.
If he had a seatbelt, he would slip to the next seat.
Yeah, seriously, bro.
Why don't you just take your seatbelt off and go?
Dude, and then he kept
they
putting
like a carnival ride.
He kept putting down the window so my Krispy Kreme hat would fly off, dude. It was upsetting.
I put all the windows down plus the sunroof, and his dude, Krispy Kreme almost flew out the window, but
like,
he grabbed it last night.
Like, I was like, bro,
just like Indiana Jones.
I was like, dude, can you put up the windows so we can hear the audio in the car? And he was like, no, fuck you. And then he just puts all of them down at the same time. I was like, all right, then.
Margo has
all at the same time. That means you gotta like.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I don't know how he did it.
You just gotta hold your pinky and your thumb.
It was God. I'm gonna assume it was God.
Then I locked him.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he kept. Oh, never mind.
What I kept doing?
Nothing.
Luckily, I got one window up before.
What I kept doing?
Nothing.
What'd he do?
What'd he do?
I can't tell anyone.
Why?
Why?
It's because there's girls.
It's broke code.
It's not because there's girls in here.
Oh!
Get out of here.
No. Hey!
Ah! That was so good! Holy
wait,
shit.
That's it, Marco.
It's just in the corner. He's just upset with life.
That was like a good smack.
That was such a good slap.
I'll get you later.
Are you okay?
he's gonna rape you again and walk away like a pervert.
He looks like a pervert.
What did I do, by the way?
Low key.
Huh?
What did I do?
I don't know. I'm confused.
I'm confused too. What's the bro code? There was no girls there whatsoever.
I don't know.
Were you saying I look like a pervert? This isn't anime. I don't live in a hentai.
She wants to say something so bad. I know you do.
She's silent girl.
She said something. She's no longer silent girl.
Same with your mom.
Shut up.
Did you kiss Adam in the same?
No, she
do that constantly. No, okay, so we're playing with Adam, right? And then Isaac's like, I'm gonna go to bed. And we're like, all right, good night, kiss. He's like, no, stop. So we kept kissing the mic. It's like, stop. And he just turned it off. And then Adam's like, all right, I'm gonna go to bed. Good night, kiss. He's like, yeah, for sure. And we kissed the mic, and then we left.
Said, yeah, for sure.
That's the whole story?
Yes.
That's a horrible story.
You weren't there.
You weren't. You wouldn't know. It's a bro thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't know, Christy.
I didn't like
what was the other video you took? Hold on,
he didn't like it. He was like getting upset about it.
I'm trying to find the video where they had a Fortnite dance.
Oh yeah, she got upset because we had shirtless gaming.
No, I didn't get upset. It was just fucking weird.
No,
like,
you yelled at me and Isaac said no one wants to see your nipples.
Well, because you're putting your nipple in the camera, and yeah, I did not want to see that.
Okay, my shoulder was hurting, and I was stretching,
put
and
your
then you
shirt
like,
down.
Put your nipple away. And I was
oh
like,
my god!
He literally put it up to his nipple, and he's like, "Hold on, let me make it hard real quick." And I didn't know how to handle that.
I like that.
I'm gonna keep the videos. Did you take more?
That was my brother.
I'm gonna keep that.
Did you take more?
Oh yeah. You're looking thick.
This ass.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Christy. We're just friends.
Holy dirty, what the fuck?
Here it is.
Get scared.
He does it so straight. He has no emotion when he does it.
Oh yeah.
He looked like a whole bird.
No, take it back to the floss. Take it back to the floss. You have no emotion when you do it.
Why is it so fast?
Like, it's that's how women like it.
It's almost a blur. And I don't like it.
Don't make that. That was the strongest face ever. Holy shit. I've never seen one that strong.
That's what your mom said to me.
The strongest face.
That was a face full of cringe right there.
That's what your mom said about my cheeks. I'm not talking about the ones on my face.
What other cheeks are there?
Booty cheeks.
This is probably the best episode we've had. It's pretty funny.
And this one with the two women will actually do good.
Yeah, I'm like...
Never mind.
Bertson, you have a good guess, man.
Yeah, you did something good for one.
Computer.
It wasn't your
except
mom
my mom.
Why would you make that joke yourself?
My mom's dead, I can make that joke.
Mom is not dead.
Because I have a mom, she has to make mom jokes.
I can't say that, I'm not going to say that.
Can't make mom jokes
I'm not
going
to disrespect my mama.
I can.
Not on Thanksgiving. Oh yeah, we're putting this out on Thanksgiving, by the way.
Why?
Because your mama wants it on Thanksgiving.
We're not recording next week, so it'll just be better if we put this out on Thanksgiving.
That's
fair. That is correct.
Anyways, that being the case, is there anything anyone's thankful for? I already asked Marco about that.
Yes.
What do you think? Yes. Yes. What are you thankful about, Isaac?
Nothing much.
That's toughness.
What about the boys?
Oh, just friends. That's basically
what about the, what about
you
the,
had to say that just in case people say, oh my god,
spices.
What about me though?
Huh?
Oh, I'm thankful for my babe.
Never mind.
The slow smile that creeped onto his face.
God, I'm trying to get notes of him now. If Adam was here,
look,
was...
look, that made him happy. He blushed. Why did you laugh like that?
Why?
Okay. Anyone else want to share?
I found a pencil and it's black.
Get it? Because racism.
Shut up.
Oh, shit.
What about our guest? Are you
I'm not racist. My friends and I want it.
That's what your mom said.
I was thinking slow grab, too.
You let that
happen. He said.
I didn't think he was gonna commit to it.
That's what your mom said too.
You raped my mother?
Consensual.
Consensual rape, that's good to hear. Anyways,
thankful for Plato.
What?
She's pretty fire.
What?
What?
I didn't hear anything you said.
I said I was thankful for a lady.
Speak louder!
Oh my god!
Pretty fire.
Is that good enough?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Wait, okay, so basically,
what'd you say?
So, me, Isaac, and Adam are Christmas caroling. So, if you guys want to join us,
I'm down.
Okay,
I'm down.
I can't sing though. I can.
I can only rap. Oh, we got them all. You can only rap. Is that what you're Oh, Jesus was born.
Yo,
yo.
Give him a raucous burst of music.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
That
was bad. Christmas.
Jesus is born. Yeah.
It's cold as shit out here.
Your chair moves.
Why is shit cold? It's steaming when it comes out.
Okay.
It'll not be as bad as when Isaac actually, not Isaac, Adam sends him pictures of shit.
Krispy Kreme. Can't
stick.
I hate him, dude.
You didn't
tell me that.
That's literally nine holes.
It was one piece.
Like five of them.
Nine?
They're all stacked up, too. They stack them all up.
Marco,
you just got the whole thing.
Marco, I'll be thankful for you when you take me to go get more Krispy Kreme hats.
All right.
All right, take me to Burger King. Go Burger King.
Shut up.
Burger King crown.
Take me to Burger King.
Fuck. Burger King's fine.
You guys should like look at my story.
Shut up.
No. Now you're going to moan like
is
that.
Is it
you
in a bikini? Because I'll...
I don't wear bikinis anymore, silly.
Mom still does.
She's trying to tan,
it's
bro.
My anymore.
It's my mom.
Anymore? What do you mean?
Pass me my sweater, please.
Don't worry about it. What sweater?
The
sweater? I don't even know her.
Shut
what? Sweater?
Shut up. Shut up, Krista. You don't get it.
It's just a picture of me with I love sex.
Look at the next one.
That joke, don't take it seriously.
That joke? Did he say that joke?
No, that was a joke. It's what your mom said.
When she gave birth to me.
No.
Don't take it seriously.
But dude,
I'm gonna be that worried mom when you come home late.
No, sit down. Please sit down.
What were you last night?
That's what Brenton has to deal with.
Yes.
Why would you say last
yes.
night if you come home late?
No, because you come home the next morning at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was last night.
That's not late. That's early, bro.
I want to be the type of person that sits there next to the lamp and try and turn it on, but there's no the light bulb right now. So I'm just like...
Brenton, after this, I have to show you a video of what Isaac said about November, dude.
Is it?
I failed again.
Wait, would you fail?
No.
Bro, we're walking.
I keep failing whenever I see his mom, because his mom's like...
Double-cheeked up on a Thursday afternoon.
Christy, not everything is about sex, okay? Maybe we just had almonds. You wouldn't know, because you weren't there.
Dude, girls are so tricky.
Yeah, he said the same
Maybe
shit.
Maybe we just had almonds.
Bro, so we're walking. I'm taking a video of him. He's like, dude, I failed... The first day, dude. He was like, it was.
Because I didn't know it was the first day.
He was like, it was. he was like, it was like 11:59, and then I checked my phone. It's 12:10, and then we're walking. It's like just awkward silence. He's like, I shouldn't have had those almonds, dude. And then we keep walking. He's like, what do you think I was talking about?
Isaac tries to eat a whole bag of almonds.
Oh,
that's
no, not
death,
November.
Dude.
It took me a minute.
Not everything about sex, Christy.
<dude.
laughs>
It's like, what the fuck are almonds have to do? Took me a while.
That's your friend. This reflects onto you, Brenton.
Penis.
That's your friend.
I love sex.
Yeah, I saw your story.
I love refrigerators.
Shit, my Fitbit died.
I love appliances.
Can you take this off? Should we
take what off?
The Fitbit 50, off.
So everyone this?
Has some time to leave.
I say right now.
That's what your mom said. She was talking about
right.
a condom.
That made great.
Why was she wearing a condom? You got fucked by a cock. You are gay.
No.
She put cock in your ass.
She
put it in your
gay.
Mouth. And you said,
Gay.
That's why he said
gay.
Sorry, babe. It had to be done.
Honestly, if we're being honest, the real gay one here is actually Marco.
Oh, no.
He's been rolling around school kissing other guys. That's
pretty true.
He has to kiss me. And he saves him in his camera roll, too. Like,
No.
The only kiss is good looking
Give him a
people.
Kiss.
Good looking.
That's why he doesn't kiss you, your grandma.
Actually, dude. Isaac is.
Don't trust your grandma.
Isaac is kind of gay too, because he did kiss your ear.
Oh yeah, that's true.
No,
yeah.
I kissed his cheek. It was so salty.
It was.
It was on the jacket. You kissed my jacket. It was like this. You went right here.
Your jacket's salty.
That's crusty as fuck, Brandon.
So are my balls, but you don't hear me flying out.
All right, guys. What a great way to end the episode. Chrissy, Silent Girl, it was great having you guys here. It was funny as hell. Come
dude,
back whenever you guys want.
Shut the fuck up.
Me and Isaac love sex.
Shut up. I want to give people enough time, like 5 minutes, to just go walk out and do what they want.
10 minutes.
You
know?
All right, guys. Thank you for coming to my podcast.
All right.
Shut up.
The back Humble Prince.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Today we're going to be talking about women.